Good afternoon, or I should say good evening. It's probably evening in most places that are listening right now. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And, oh boy, she's back. Yay. Relax. Stop emailing me. She's here now. Jo Dunning. We get a lot of mail for you, Jo. Holy cow. Jo Dunning is here. She is the most unusual healer, and she's got exciting events and upcoming things to talk to you about, but more exciting even than that, she's here for the full hour and does healing right now during the show and in an unusual way. So let's bring her on, and we'll talk about it and see what's new and get on with it. So Jo Dunning, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Hey, Nicole. Thank you. It's great to be back with you again.
Oh, it is always a pleasure, and I'll tell you, I'm just astounded by the mail I've been getting since you and I have been trying these little healing adventures on the air together. It's been shocking.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that lots of people are noticing great changes in their life, because that's what it's all about. We want to get our lives to a place that we feel pretty happy again.
Well, and really expanding out of how we think things have to be, you know.
Yeah.
I've addressed the topic of energy healing on the show over the years many times in different ways, had never done it the way you do it, you know, and it was sort of the next belief system barrier for me personally to go through and kind of go, we don't even have to be linear, as in dealing with one person and one ailment at a time. It's just poof. Out there.
Right. Why do it with one person at a time when you can do it with anyone who's listening to the radio show all at the same time?
And what's really been interesting is getting the amount of mail I've been getting about people that go, and, you know, some of them, like, take an entire day and listen to a show over and over and over and over in the News for this whole archive, like listening to you doing one of the previous healing shows. And just working on a whole pile of stuff.
Right. Right. Yes, people have had some wonderful changes. I'm just so grateful that they're using this opportunity so well and listening to the show and replaying it and just having some great changes go on in their life. That's what we're here for.
Well, I'm so glad that it's working that well for people, and I'm quite pleasantly surprised at the innovative applications that have been involved.
Well, you know, when we're working beyond the three-dimensional world, we're working with a different set of physics, laws of physics, so to speak. So in our three-dimensional world, we have time and space. So basically, we have to be in the same space at the same time if we want to do something with someone. But when we move beyond the three-dimensional world and into what's often called the fourth dimension, which means energy, the energetic dimension instead of the hard physical dimension like rocks and trees and walls, when we're in the energy dimension, we have a different set of physics, and so we no longer have to work with the constraints of time and space. We are beyond that. So we are all linked simultaneously all the time. So we can have everything going on. I can connect with anyone who's listening and wants to participate all at the same moment, even though everyone's in a different location, because we are beyond the 3D world's laws of physics and into the energetic law of physics.
I mean, that's right. And considering what we're doing, it's all about energy and non-locality anyways, is that it makes sense. But it's funny how watching our brains have to go through each. I mean, when the whole energy healing thing first caught on, we were, you know, okay, interesting, but of course you've got to be, you know, in the same room to do it. And then getting to the point of going, okay, I can be in a different location on the phone. And then,
yeah.
You know, okay, we can be on the radio and the internet and gosh knows where else and really, you know, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Now we don't even have to be addressing one thing at a time with one person at a time. It's just
right. Bizarre. Yeah.
So.
And, you know, I think that was probably my own personal progression was initially I worked with one person at a time, and we were in the same room at the same time. And in fact, when I first started, it was direct energy, meaning I need to be right there directly with you. And as the years went by and I learned more about working energetically, the parameters expanded. And so now it's perfectly feasible and easy to work way beyond the usual limits we would think would be applied. So a lot of the work I do now is by phone. A great deal of it's by teleconference, so there'll be several hundred people perhaps on the line at the same time during a teleconference, and we just get to work. that's the purpose.
Wow. Well, you know, that's the other batch of emails I've been getting ongoing basis here at News for the Soul about you has been about, you know, the amazing things that were happening on your teleconferences and events. So for those listening, if you haven't followed through on this yet, I highly encourage you to do so. Now, you still do the free teleconference monthly?
I sure do. And, in fact, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, October 30th, is the free teleconference night. It's the last Tuesday of every month, and that just happens to be tomorrow night.
Oh, there's synchronicity for you. So
isn't that great? Yeah. So it starts at 5:15 Pacific time, and it's 1 hour of energy work. Start to finish, we just get to work and do energy work for an entire hour, and that's terrific. There, we just do all kinds of things that are very usual and very unusual sometimes. And then the other free teleconference is on the second Thursday of each month. There's another free energy workshop. That's just the pulse technique, which is a great energetic technique for making change. So tomorrow night, the last Tuesday of the month, is a free teleconference for an hour, and the second Thursday of the month also. And if you go to my website, they can get information about the call-in number and all of that. They can find that on the website.
Okay, joedunning.com?
Yes, joedunning.com, and Joe is spelled J-O.
All right. And dunning.com. That's linked off of newsforthesoul.com as well. And like I said, if you haven't done it yet, check it out, because I've been getting incredible feedback from listeners and friends that have gone through and checked it out. So, yeah, but I tell you, when you first said, no, we'll just do, you know, do like a group mass healing, and we don't even have to be focused on it. We'll just chat. I thought, well, we'll see how that goes. But now we know how it's going. It's going very well.
Yeah, so shall we do some more of that tonight? Would you enjoy that?
Let's do it right now. So
good. So maybe there'll be perhaps maybe three times during the show we can pause for a little bit and do some energy work. And let me just briefly go over how this happens so everybody knows what to do. What each person who would like to participate will do will be that you'll bring to mind a situation in your life that you would like to have different. Basically, that means something in your life that is difficult for you or challenging for you. And you just bring that to mind. You'll spend just a couple of minutes on your own thinking about all the ways that it's difficult for you. So, for example, if you just don't have enough income to take care of the bills or take care of your children the way you'd like to or live the life, your lifestyle the way you'd like to. So you'd be thinking about how you don't have enough money and the ways, the difficulties that creates for you in your life and the frustrations that it creates. So when you're thinking about the ways that it's difficult for you, this energy will be helping to clear away whatever is creating this difficulty, and then automatically on its own it will bring in something that will be much more fulfilling for you, much more like what you like. And so the role of each person who'd like to participate is just to briefly bring to mind one situation that is difficult for you, and you think about it just for 15 or 20 seconds maybe, about all the ways that it's hard for you, and then just let it go. And that will give enough time for the energy to connect with each one of you. And then as we're just going on, you're listening to the show, and Nicole and I are chatting about things, the energy work will be taking place to help make changes for you. And then a little bit later in the show, we'll stop again, and we'll come up with another item. And then towards the end of the show, we'll hopefully have time to do a third item. So right now, if you have something in your life that is difficult for you that you'd like to have different, just briefly bring that to mind. And all the ways that you find that it's really difficult for you, all the ways it gets in your way, limits you, frustrates you, holds you back, just all of that kind of information. Great. And we'll just pause just another moment while you continue to think about it. Terrific. Okay. Now, the energy work will continue, And you can just finish thinking about it and then enjoy the show as Nicole and I are talking about whatever seems to come up to talk about.
All right. That's the cool thing is that, you know, it's like the conscious minds get to kind of prattle on.
Yes.
Well, the subconscious mind does whatever it's doing. And what part of you is doing this?
Well, you know, I sometimes wonder how does this all take place. And initially, I had to pay full attention to what was taking place energetically. And now that I've been working with energy for quite some time, I don't know, maybe 15 years about, I find that there are at least two parts of me participating fully. Maybe there are even more parts. But one part is, part of me is absolutely quiet inside and attending to the energy that is being sent and the connections that are being maintained with each person that decided to participate in this process that we're doing, this clearing process. The other part of me is just a regular sort of mental awareness where you and I are chatting and talking about energy or things in life. I find that there are some things I'm not able to do simultaneously with energy work, and those would be activities that require me to really go into the left brain or focus left brain on something. So that would be a linear discussion about something like planning or steps to do, or if I needed to add something, any kind of thing that would take a strong left brain focus, I would be it would be very difficult for me to do that and maintain the energy. But in terms of just sharing and visiting, my mind is completely quiet. I have no idea about thoughts or planning what I'll be saying with you. So that allows me to keep most of my mind, or at least a big portion of it, focused on the energy work that's coming through now.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank God we don't plan anything or have any agenda on the show.
Yes. Yes, if we had to do math, I think that probably I'd have to drop out. You know, my left brain just wouldn't be available for that right now.
Wow. Now, when did you start doing them like this, like this style?
Oh, probably during retreats I first started working with a group and then would have conversation going on simultaneously as I'm talking to the retreat group. So probably at an in-person event is where it first happened, and that would have been several years ago. And then then what I'm finding out just in the last year or two is working much more with teleconference events. And so that this part of talking and having energy work going on at the same time is more recent.
Mm. Were you surprised when you realized it worked?
Well, I think there's a part of me that stays just sort of a kind of innocent and everyday world about most things. And so there is a part of me that's always just delighted to notice the ways in which the changes take place. And then there's another part of me that totally expects that everything will change exactly as described. So I have both going on. I have the part of me that totally knows and expects that the changes will take place exactly as described. And then there's the other part of me that is in complete surrender and acceptance of however it happens to come out. So I have both happening simultaneously. It's kind of an interesting life, Nicole, to have both parts interacting, because in most ways, if anybody met me or talked with me or I was in the grocery store, they'd just say I was just a regular person that lived up the street and, you know, just walked my dog and bought groceries and cooked meals and that sort of thing. And so my presentation in the world is very much as an ordinary person. And I really value that, because I think that we are all ordinary people, and we are also all extraordinary or extraordinary people. And so both parts play simultaneously. So if I'm out in the world, I generally don't energetically eavesdrop on anybody. It's kind of an ethical guideline that people working with energy soon develop. We have very, very high integrity about any kind of eavesdropping. So if I'm just out in the world, I'm out in the world as an ordinary person, and I'm not energetically tuning in to people or watching their aura or seeing what's going on in their lives or past lives or whatever might be going on. I just stay very present in the everyday life. And then when I'm actually working with energy, as we are now, or if I'm in a session with someone or at a retreat or doing a teleconference, then I become much more focused in the extraordinary ways of being in the world.
I suppose, yeah, with that choice of verbiage, you know, is it not more our natural state that you've tapped into?
I think so, Nicole. What most people are familiar with my story, and that's that I went through a home invasion a number of years ago and managed to survive. And as I was recovering, what I discovered was that the person I used to be, meaning my usual beliefs and personality and judgments and limitations and worldview, all of that kind of structured, rigid approach to life, meaning personality approach to life, was just gone. And what remained was a very loose, amorphous energy being inside of me, who was me inside of me, without all of this structure of personality around me. And that's when I first really became consciously aware of energy and began to have some kind of miraculous events take place in terms of healing just spontaneously. And I think that was probably the beginning of the whole awakening process for me. And I have the belief that same very free, released energetic being is present inside of everyone. And it's them. It's the true them inside of them. And our personality builds sort of a container or a rigid structure around that great energy being and limits it. And the particular incident I went through somehow shattered that structure and freed me in many ways. And I think we're all in the process of becoming freed from the limits that our personality and our mind, in particular, have put around this magnificent power that dwells within us as us. And so my belief and my experience is that everyone has all of the gifts and all of the abilities and all of the skills and all of the talents. I believe in the Hindu religion they're called siddhis, and that means great spiritual gifts. And I believe we all have that. And some individuals, for a variety of reasons, are able to tap into those gifts more consciously. And we all are moving towards tapping into them more consciously. And that's the focus of my work. It's the focus of all the events I offer, is to assist each person in becoming more free from the limitations of their personality and becoming more able to tap into the great source within them. So that's my goal, is to empower them on their path to awakening. And that's my purpose.
And a noble one indeed. Yeah, as you're talking about the experience and having talked to, oh my gosh, I don't know how many people that have relayed similar stories as far as their awakening circumstance, you know, not literal, but it's often a horrific event, disease, or injury.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that we're all given lots of opportunities to let go of the ways in which we limit the world and our abilities. I think we're given lots of little opportunities. And for some people, when we are given a big opportunity, we are able somehow to break that structure. And I believe that there are individuals who do it in a much more gradual and comfortable way, and that's the purpose of the work I do, that it be slow and gradual and comfortable. Slow meaning you don't have to go through a trauma or have something impactful happen. And at the same time, most of us have events in our life take place that are challenging for us. It may be a divorce or the loss of a loved one or the loss of a pet or a disease or an auto accident or any variety of loss of a job, a health issue, any variety of experiences in our life that then require us to reevaluate our view of life and our beliefs and our expectations. And I think that that presents the moment or the opportunity to expand. And it's kind of up to each of us to decide, are we going to expand from whatever experience we're in, or are we going to become more rigid because of that experience? And my choice, my conscious choice, was right away, this event has already happened in my life. What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do with it? And what outcome do I want because of it? And so I set real specific ideas about what I wanted to have as an outcome. And I think if each one of us kind of look at our life and begin to see the challenges that we have, what we can begin to evaluate is, who do I want to be as I go through this, and who do I want to become as a result of it? And if we keep those ideas in mind, it can help guide us to make wise choices as we go through the decisions and the challenges of life regarding jobs or divorce or disease or loss of a loved one, all of those challenging situations. We have a guideline then. We have a way to kind of move through it more graciously.
You know, it's so often, you know, it's very overwhelming, all of the transitions involved in going through all of that. But I'm always, you know, left with the question of, well, was it a bad, horrific thing? Or, you know, this whole good and bad thing. We've got to question that whole thing, don't we? That whole line of thinking is so disempowering, really.
My choice is that everything in life is intended to be a gift. Everything. It's intended to be a gift, which means to me an opportunity to expand and grow into something greater, something more loving, someone more compassionate and forgiving. And everything in life is intended to offer us that opportunity. And that kind of helps get rid of the bad and the shouldn't have happened and the shoulda, woulda, couldas kind of thing that we tend to do with our mind.
Well, and it's a real practice, isn't it? Because it's one thing to say and another thing to feel when stuff's happening. So I guess that's part of the work. I'm curious, too, maybe I should hold this question off. Is it time to switch our things?
Oh, you mean to another healing?
Yes.
Well, let me check in. We need a few more minutes.
Okay. Where exactly do you check in with?
I go silent. I tune in, means my whole being aligns with the energy that's coming through, and I notice what's happening with the energy that's coming through. Is it continuing? Is it slowing down? Has it finished? And this is still going right now.
Okay. We got more work to do. So do they have to switch when it's time to switch?
Do we have to switch? Ask again, I don't understand.
When you go to the next thing to heal, you give them a chance to think of a new thing. Do they have to think of a new thing?
Oh, that's a great question, thanks. You don't have to think of a new thing, but it would be most helpful for yourself if you would, because we've already done that item. So now you have the opportunity to do a new item. So when I let you know that the energy has completed what it needs to do, what that means is there's no point in doing that one again. It's got all it needs to get going. So pick something different. The example I like to give, it's a little bit like if you're pounding a board up to the wall and you've already got it nailed there nice and secure and it's all handled. There's no point in spending time nailing, putting more nails in that board. Go to another board and put some new nails in it. So we'll go to a new item and address that. And the energy that's been coming through and is continuing right now will be just enough to take care of addressing the item that each person chose. And it will continue to work with that person until it has gone all the way to whatever was initially creating that particular item in their life. And there's no need for them to have any idea about what that might be. The energy will just continue to work inside the individual, inside their energy field, taking care of addressing that item until it can get all the way towards completing it. So it's not that the item necessarily will be finished in the few minutes that we spend right now, although for many people it will be finished. That often happens, that it's completely handled, it's completely cleared out. If it's a very an item that's really well woven into the personality, beliefs, and structures, then it may take longer for the energy to unwind all of that all the way back to its beginning point. So that may go on for days or weeks or perhaps even longer. And what the individual will notice is that they'll just start becoming more at ease in that particular item they chose and probably in their life in general. More free, more playful, more trusting, more spontaneous, more alive, more relaxed, more available, more pleasant, easier going. That kind of thing will begin to be the first things they'll notice, along with often changes in the specific item that they chose. Because so much of our personality gets involved in something. Say, for example, we had a very upsetting childhood experience or an upsetting childhood. We as adults now have created a great deal of our life and our personality based on the early learnings from that childhood that was difficult for us. And so it might take a little longer for the energy to unwind all of that. Whereas if there's something that just happened, say like this past week at work, and you were upset about something and it's still bothering you and that's the item you chose, most likely by the time this show is over, that item will feel much more comfortable for you. The energy will have had an opportunity to address it.
But it's possible to unwind a lifetime of pain.
Absolutely. Many times clients will tell me that after a one-hour session, that they feel more changed than they did in 10 years of conventional therapy. And often lifelong issues are resolved in a very short period of time. And that can happen also on these free teleconferences that I mentioned earlier, the one tomorrow night and the one on the second Thursday of each month. That same level of change can take place just during one of those teleconferences or tonight, right now during this show. That kind of a change can take place. It's phenomenal.
Oh,
it's just phenomenal what's available now energetically to make the changes in our life, in our personality, in our beliefs, in our health, in our finances, in all areas. And we can do it now energetically and make those shifts. And we're becoming aware of all of this. Quantum physics is the study of the physics, the laws of physics, that are beyond the 3D world. So the 3D world has its set of laws of physics. And then beyond those laws of the 3D world are what we're now calling quantum physics. Well, eventually they're going to have quantum physics because they're going to go beyond even this next level. So very soon probably they'll call it three-dimensional physics, fourth reality physics, fifth reality or fifth dimensional physics. And we'll understand the different ways to work with the energy from each one of the different levels of consciousness and levels of creation or manifestation.
Wow.
So now we can pick a new item.
Okay.
All right. So once again, anyone who would like to participate, what we're doing is helping to make a change in your life and change something that's going on in your life that you'd like to have different. So you pick one item that is difficult for you right now or something you'd like to have different in your life. It can be a health issue, an emotional or personality trait, a situation that you're in. It can be finances. It can be romance. It can be your car doesn't work. It can be anything you'd like. to have different. And you just pick that one item, and we pause for just a few minutes, and you think about that particular issue and how difficult it is for you and how much it frustrates you or gets in your way or limits you. And that helps the energy know exactly what to go to for you to clear. What you're doing is telling the energy exactly what you want cleared away. And you do that by just thinking about the things that are unpleasant for you in that particular item that you choose. So we'll pause for just a moment now while you choose your item and think for just a few minutes now about, just a few moments, about what that's like for you right now and how difficult it is and how much you dislike it. And that way you'll be directing the energy as to what you'd like to have cleared away. So I'm going to continue talking just a little bit while you each focus and bring that to mind and allow yourself just to really be present with it, really be with what it's like for you to have that in your life right now, how difficult it is, how frustrating, how it limits you, gets in your way. Good, good. Oh, you're all very good thinkers. All right, so now go ahead and finish that little thought that you're having, and then just let it go and enjoy the conversation that's going on with Nicole and I. And the energy will now continue to work with that item, the second item that you chose. It's already addressing the first item, and you have enough energy there already to take care of that item. So now we're addressing your second item.
Wow.
And you can just relax now and enjoy the show. Okay.
And you can energetically feel when they're ready to lock in on something and when they're ready to move forward.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes. Actually, if I'm working with a group in person, even if it's a large group, I can generally even tell where in the room the energy is still working and needing to complete items for people. And, of course, the whole group just stays as a group while there's enough energy then to each person to complete and take care of the item that they chose. So, for example, in your listening audience right now, everyone is receiving all of the energy right now. And as we go along, some people may have enough energy just a little bit before the rest. So we just stay as a group, and that way we all move forward together, which is one of the wonderful things about spiritual life, is that always when we want something for ourselves, we always wish that same abundant solution for everyone, for anyone that has a similar kind of issue. So it's kind of like when we pray for ourselves, we also pray for the world. It's that same idea.
Mm-hmm. Complete opposite of the pie chart thinking.
Huh, isn't that something? Yes, well, since when we work energetically, we begin to have the understanding that we are all connected as one. We are interlinked in this magnificent, shimmering, kind of like web or connections between all of us. So one person blasting way ahead of the group really doesn't help the whole group too much, except that they can be a way shower. They can be a way shower, and they can also help then create a pathway or a draft. You know how in car racing and bicycle racing, one will follow the other and draft it, and that means kind of it gets pulled along in the draft created by the one in front of it. So those people that pop ahead can kind of help draft the others, meaning pull them along and assist them on their journey, which is something wonderful. And still at the same time, we're all moving together. We are all included in this process as we go through life. We're included not only as the human beings, but also all of the plants and the animals and all of the actual earth formations. Everything is in a transitional shift right now. And that means that we as individuals have magnificent opportunities to create rapid change in our lives, rapid change in the direction that we would really like to experience. And the way we determine that is with the way we focus our thoughts and our emotions. And our thoughts and emotions then give out the electromagnetic message of what it is we would like to experience more of in life. That's part of the whole law of attraction and and the manifesting that's becoming more popular right now is the more generalized understanding of some of those laws, and they're just electromagnetic fields that interact in certain ways. Physics is actually very simple, but it's been made a little bit complex sounding.
Well, I guess it transfers back over to intellect again, I guess, eh? I'm curious, though, you know, like, another interesting thing about how we're doing this here is the lack of parameters as far as, you know, healing, what you can be thinking of or doing or healing or whatever, as opposed to just a, it's not just medical, it can be anything.
Correct.
Literally. And it's actually kind of funny that you mentioned the car thing. I thought of you this afternoon as my brakes had I was thinking, geez, this would be a good time to have Joe Denning on the speed dial. But
well, I'm actually, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that yet. I generally don't let out my secrets that far ahead, but I'm starting a pilot project to set up kind of like a speed dial so people can really get ongoing access to help make changes they'd like.
Well,
I'll be seeing more about that in the next couple of months. Right now I'm just testing it out with a group and making sure that it flies the way I want it to fly, and then we'll start sharing it with others perhaps.
There's obviously a need, and if that had existed, I would have had my speed dial going through to you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I used to have a friend who had a very old vehicle that she was nursing along, and periodically I'd get a call from her, and she'd say, Joe, got this funny noise under the hood, kind of up in the left front place, and I'd say, look for a hose, and then under the hose, look for a wire, because I don't know anything about cars, and then under the wire, it's attached to something. Go to your mechanic and have him check that thing it's attached to. That's where the problem is. Or every once in a while, she'd call and say, Joe, I'm leaking oil like crazy. I don't think I'll even make it to the next city. And I'd say, okay. And she'd call me 10 minutes later, and she said, Joe, the oil leak stopped. I don't know what happened, but it's not leaking oil anymore. So it's possible to make amazing changes way beyond just what we would expect. I mean, we don't expect a car to respond to energy work, and yet whatever happened, the seals expanded or something sealed up the oil leak, and she got fine on to the next town. Or people run out of gas, but then they keep going.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say that example, too, because,
yeah?
You know what, I'm convinced that, you know, as I've been working the last 10 years, you know, single mom, and everything I do goes back into News for the Soul, so I got one of those old clunkies, too.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be darned if I'm going to be, you know, stranded on the side of a highway at night with kids in the car. So
right.
I have absolutely manifested, you know, going on a fume of gas for miles.
Isn't that something?
Repeatedly, yeah. Many times. And
good for you. You know, it's just a statement of we have so much influence in life that we are just beginning to become aware of.
It's amazing.
The abilities that we have, yes. You know,
I used to freak out my mechanic, you know, because I would just, being stranded, I don't have time. It's not an option. Therefore, I'm convinced my energy just kind of got the car delivered, you know, just on the last oil puff of smoke.
Yes.
Wheezing,
you know, it's
scraping, gear grinding. You know, I'd pull up and he'd go, wow, how did you do it? I don't know.
How'd you get here? Yes. You know, we have those abilities. We have abilities so far beyond anything we can even imagine. And most of the great spiritual literature from the great masters and the founders of the various religions talk about those abilities and hint at least at them. And we are just beginning to believe that that we can access all of it. So it's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal what's becoming available to all of us.
I know every time I've had that experience with healing, too, and with experiences with firewalking when I did it particularly crappily. I had the biggest learnings there because it was always when the other alternative is not an option. When I was that clear in my field, you know,
yeah,
the other thing ain't happening, not going that way. And I would pull off these strange, you know, miracles. And I wonder if that has something to do with it for us learning out there about our energy and all of that. Is the commitment level part of this, making this real?
Well, I think that the times that I've noticed the greatest change is that when I am absolutely clear, as you just mentioned, that that this is how it's going to be, or this is how it is. It's a deep, deep knowing mm-hmm. of this is what is, and it's that knowing, I think, that creates the openings. It's a phenomenon. I call it. There's a number of ways that we can begin to look at that, and along with knowing what is, meaning, let me use an example. There are times when, before I was doing healing work, that I had things in my body that I wanted to have different, that needed to be healed. And this was before I knew anything about healing, and the doctors were unable to heal some of the things. They just gave up on it. And that's when I personally said, okay, I'm going to fix this myself. And it was just, I was clear as anything. And sometimes within hours, sometimes within a day, a situation that had been there for months and months and months would be gone. And that was that level of just clarity, absolute clarity. I don't know how else to describe it. I think some people find that level of clarity when they're dealing with addictions. Some people, when they finally have hit the turnaround point, which most people say bottom, the turnaround point when they realize they cannot have this substance in their life ever again. And when they reach that absolute clarity from the deep core knowing, that's when their life begins to change. And I think all of us have that ability to tap into that level of deep knowing and focus. And then we really have some wonderful opportunities.
You know, I wasn't even thinking about this part of it before, but when I first started News for the Soul 10 years ago, it was a positive newspaper, and I had like 3 incurable diseases and was walking on a cane and, you know, single mom, 2 kids. One was 1, 1 was 8 at the time. And, you know, no money, no family, no resources, nothing.
Uh-huh.
I was totally in that state on my own. And it was the same realization in a slightly different form. Like, I just thought them away. It was just when I realized that the mainstream medical system was set up to say, well, that's just the way it is, and here's your $500 a month pills, and that's how you're going to live forever.
Yes.
And there's nothing else we can do. When I realized that there was nothing else that they were going to do, something in my energy field went, well, I'm not staying like that. not an option, right? I went back to that not an option place and just pushed it away, energetically
uh-huh.
pushed it away. So I think we might be onto something here as far as defining what it is for regular Joe average learning our energy out there. You know, I mean, I don't consider myself, you know, especially back then, I didn't know anything about energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I can...
And I think most of our listeners, when they look back at their life for a moment, they'll see that there were points where they made some real decisions and changes, and they'll notice also that they reached that... There is no other option. This is how it must be. Whether it was deciding to leave an abusive relationship or taking a particular stand at work or handling a difficult child in a new way, I think there's just that point where we reach that deep knowing, a deep mm-hmm. knowing. And
yeah,
we can make
yeah,
some wonderful
it's very,
changes.
It's beyond the mind. It's not
mm-hmm.
the, you know, wishing, hoping, or planning from the intellect level. It's really, it's, yeah, deep. It just really
yes, it has.
Gone.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's way beyond the mind because the mind is, the mind has a huge influence on the way we feel and the way we act and the ways we interact in the world. And at the same time, it is so small compared to the abilities we have beyond the mind, that deep knowing, the great intuitive wisdom that we have, the deep divine intellect that we are a part of, all of that is available for all of us. And it's so far beyond the mind. It's just so far. It's like using a computer of today compared to a computer of 20 years ago. you know, the mind would be like the computer 20 years ago, just the barest hint of something. And we are so far beyond that now.
Wow.
So far beyond it.
It's amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are we
doing
on our current healing here?
Yeah, okay. Well, I was just checking in also. You caught me. It's very close to time. Let's see, where are we? Yeah, probably by the time I explain it again, I think we'd be about ready to move on to a third item.
Okay.
So I'll say once again, because sometimes people are tuning into the show partway along, what we'll be doing is doing some energy work to help change a situation in your life or an experience in your life that you would like to have different. And that can be a health situation that you're experiencing. It can be financial. It can be emotional. It can be a situation that perhaps you went through in childhood or something maybe current that's going on at work. It can have to do with your romantic life or your marriage or your relationship with your children or your family or parents. Any area that you would like to choose is just fine. And what you'll do is think of that one area that you want to focus on, and you'll focus on how it is right now, meaning the ways you don't like it, the ways it gets in your way, it bothers you, it holds you back, it frustrates you, it limits you, how it is right now and all the ways you don't like it. And the reason you're focusing on what you don't like is because that will tell the energy specifically what you want cleared away, specifically what you're not enjoying. And the energy then will come and help release that from you. And then you can start having life more the way you'd like it. So if you would bring to mind just for a few minutes, a few moments, the area that bothers you, and think about all the ways that it gets in your way and bothers you. Just start bringing that to mind, and that will allow the energy now to assist you, to begin to align with you and assist you. And just continue for just a moment. Bring that all to mind. And the energy is now beginning to address that for each one of you. And then in just a moment, you can just allow that those thoughts to complete that you're thinking about. Finish thinking of your ways that you don't like that particular item. And then you can just release it. Once you finish thinking about it, you can just release it and let it go. And know that the energy is continuing to address that item for you. So the energy addressed the first item this evening, and that energy, you received enough energy to take care of that item. Then we went on to the second item, and the energy addressed that and is continuing to address that. You have enough energy now in with the process that we already completed that it will address that item for you. And now we're on to a third item, and you can just let it go and know that the energy then is there addressing that for you. And what you'll start to notice is that for many of you, the item that you chose will just start to feel different, and it'll be much easier for you, and you'll begin to have some insights about it, perhaps some awarenesses that you hadn't had before, or make some connections in your mind about what might be helpful for you to make a change or a new idea. Once we can clear out the frustration and the difficulty and the challenge of that particular item, once we can start clearing that item, the whole item, out of your life, then you can have a clear space to begin to have something different, which might initially include a solution or a resolution or a new idea about something or a new view of something or a new understanding of it. It's phenomenal when I work one-on-one with someone, or when one of the people I've trained is working one-on-one with someone, the insights that come up right there during the session, they'll go, oh my gosh, I never realized that. This is like this other situation, or maybe it wasn't the way I thought it was. Maybe it was actually something entirely different. And they begin to put together some wonderful insights, and that's one of the ways you can validate for yourself the changes that are taking place, because insight is often one of the ways that we notice that change has taken place. We have a new idea about something. It's remarkable. Great.
Well, what I'm noticing is that probably the last two or three shows, including this one that we're doing now, that by the third session that you're doing, that I'm feeling the energy.
Oh, great.
And I get really sleepy.
Yes, it's deeply relaxing. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Unless you're live on the air and you need to sound interesting and not drool and slur all your words together.
Let me talk a little bit about the activations of awakening that are coming up, because that's one of the ways in which the work that I offer helps accelerate each person.
Okay.
To begin to awaken to who they really are, their purpose in life, their mission, their abilities to find their perfect job, their perfect mate, their perfect living situation, and the activations of awakening assist each person individually on their path to really accelerate. And I'm going to be offering that by teleconference a week from tomorrow, November 6th, Tuesday, November 6th, that will be offered. And it will actually include three activations, and I use the word activation and initiation kind of interchangeably, meaning to open and to start a new level of spiritual, mental, emotional, and spiritual development. And the activations of awakening are actually three activations. The pineal gland is activated, then the entire endocrine system is activated, and then the DNA is put back into its original and divine structure so that we can begin to function as the divine beings that we really are designed to be. And it's a wonderful activation program. I used to just do the pineal gland, and now I've added on the endocrine system and the DNA, because then we have all three levels, physical, mental, and spiritual or energetic, working together simultaneously as an activated whole. So we have the trinity or the triad of the physical, the mental, and the energetic or spiritual working together. And I used to be able only to do that in a group in person. And first it was just a very small group that I could handle at a time in terms of energetically to be able to carry that much energy. And gradually the group size got a little bit bigger. I could handle a little more energy. And then about a year ago, maybe it's longer, maybe 2 years ago, I'm not sure, it became possible to start offering this activation by telephone. So it's now a teleconference workshop one evening. It starts, I think, at 5 o'clock Pacific time or 5:30 maybe when people are getting off work, and then lasts about 3 hours. And it's really a way to fast-track your own spiritual growth. It's just a wonderful awakening process. So anyone that's interested in that, that's coming up. And tomorrow night is the free teleconference workshop. And you can go to the website, joedunning.com, and find out how to get the phone number for tomorrow night's free 1 hour of energy work. And there's also a free 1 hour of the pulse technique on the second Thursdays of each month. And you can also inquire about that information as well. So there's lots of ways coming up now that you can begin to really accelerate your growth on all levels.
That sounds very intriguing. And they can just go to the main website, joedunning.com, and find out all of that there?
Yes, they'll find it there. It has a place to click on the schedule. They can look up the schedule and find that and see if that's something that interests them. And at least tune in on the free workshops. I mean, it's a great way to have some energy work and really make some big changes in your life. And, of course, replay this show or the other shows where I've offered energy work. Replay those whenever you feel like you need to have some assistance with something in your life, and that can help you out.
So it's
wonderful.
It's all here for us. We just need to start using it.
Well, we know that replaying works because I'm getting mail. So definitely go into the News for the Soul Archives and check that out.
Yeah.
What do we do now? We're at the top of the hour. We're coming to an end. Like, we've got 1 minute to the top of the hour. So how do we close off the last?
Let's do one more process, and I'll just double stack them. This one we're doing right now isn't finished, but if everybody wants to think of another item, I call it double stacking. That means when this item finishes, I'll connect and send the energy for your next item so we can get a little bit more done. So if you'd each like to bring to mind one more item that you'd like to have different in your life, think of all the ways that it bothers you, gets in your way, limits you, holds you back, frustrates you, makes you angry, whatever it is. Just focus on that for a few more seconds. Terrific. Okay, so now then that gives me permission to go ahead and continue working with each of you after the hour's time is done.
Wow.
Which is great. And you know, and if anybody can learn to do these kind of energy techniques, I have a training program, I train people how to do this, and it's phenomenal. I'm just thoroughly impressed by the practitioners that I've trained when they call me up and tell me the changes that they're noticing in their clients. Just first time out, they'll have phenomenal changes take place. I'm just so pleased that it's something that can be taught so easily.
Well, and here you've taken it to another level. We don't need to be on the show.
Right, we'll move afterwards.
We'll continue after, but just amazing. It's always a pleasure, Joe, and we've got to close it off here, but I'm off to get my dribble bib now and have a little nap and get my blankie. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Nicole. It's always such a pleasure to be here, and the hour goes by so quickly. So
I know.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. I love it, and I look forward to the next time. JoDunning.com, JoDunning.com. Go there, get on the free conference tomorrow, the teleconference, and check out the activation information and all of that, and we'll see you back here next week, or in the meantime, newsforthesoul.com. Thanks, everybody. By the way, our last show, Uri Geller, we've had a lot of great feedback on that. It's posted now in the archive, right at the top of the page, newsforthesoul.com, and we'll see you next week.